Coach, it's game week, first real NFL game. Got to face Cam Newton. How's that make you?
Well, I'll tell you, in this division, every week you got to face X, right? So he's the first of the really good quarterbacks that we got to play against. He's athletic, dynamic. He adds a dimension to the game that I'm probably more used to coming from college than some of the guys that have been in this league for a while. Doesn't mean you, just because you're familiar with it, doesn't mean you can stop him. I mean, he's proven that last year, and he's just tremendous talent. Tremendous football player and someone that we need to make sure that we have accounted for, and then we got to go make the play.
So yeah. So how do you do that? What's don't give us details, obviously. You can if you want, but how do you stop a Cam Newton? What's the best way to do it? What are the keys?
Not many people have, right? If you look at his byline, his stat line last year, he hasn't been stopped very often. Anytime you'll hear me say this, probably because we do play against a lot of great players, it isn't really stopping him because they're going to get their plays. You try to limit them. And, that offense is an explosive offense. I mean, let's call it like it is, they got explosive players in the back, two explosive players in the backfield, explosive player out of wideout, tight end. You kind of have to pick where you're spending your resources and hope that the other guys don't get you. It's not a real, that doesn't sound very reassuring, does it?
Still confident.
It's only Monday, Coach. How do you stand health-wise, Greg, going into game week?
Pretty good. Coming out of camp, guys got a couple, this hurts, that's a little sore, this, is keeping me from going full speed. We have a plan where it's day on, day off. This last day off here now, I think it's important that they get their rest. We're off the field here, it's 2:15. They'll almost get 48 hours before they're back on the field. I think that's important. And we've kind of done that, as you've noticed. So I think it's a gradual get back to feeling great and get them ready for Sunday, where they're feeling 100%.
Guys like Claiborne, be fine.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Did Eric Wright aggravate his back or something? Was he on the bike today?
He split. He did a little bit, and then he was on the bike. But the plan all along was Wednesday. He's full go, so, and I think he will be.
How does Aurelius Ben look, and what would the plans be for him if he played this Sunday?
Yeah, Aurelius has done more each day, and as long as he continues on that progression, I expect him to, yes.
Greg, last year Adrian Claiborne, almost 8 sacks, tough for a rookie to do, but he agreed admitted that he kind of hit a wall last season. Just what do you think he needs to do this year to take the next step, and do you see that happening for him? He's got a lot of upside, obviously.
Well, the wall you're talking about, I think, I remember in my time in this league, it was almost uncanny. You could see where they were going to hit it, the rookies. And I think the difference was some of them were able to hit it and then keep going, and other guys hit the wall, and that was it. But you know the reason why, right? I mean, that's the end of the college season. Right. And you could say what you want about bowl games, but it's not the same. I mean, you're not going in that regular grind. Then you get a break, and then you – so those rookies have a tough time of fighting through that wall. I think what we try to do is educate them to that, and that it is a longer season, and you got to take care of yourself now. With Adrian in particular, I think he's already done a lot of the things. I think he's better conditioned than he was. I think – I shouldn't say that. I don't know how well-conditioned he was before, but he's in good condition. And I think he's has a better understanding of defensive line play, having all those more reps that he's accumulated.
Given that wall, do you have a plan for LeGarrette Blount and Doug Martin laid out already? Have you told them what they're, how many carries they're going to get each game? Is it going to be by feel, by the way the game's going? How do you want to do that?
A lot of it's by feel, yeah, because I think, things change. Yeah. And you don't want to say, okay, this is – now, do we have a plan? Sure, we have a plan. But I think a lot of that goes on how things are going. You don't want to – if a guy gets hot, you don't want to take him out. He's hot for a reason. Let him go. So to say that this is the way it's going to unfold, I can't do that. As long as we get them reps in practice so everybody's ready to do their role. I think the important thing is that it's clearly communicated to each player what your role is for this week. That may change next week, but this week this is your role, and you got to go out there and execute your role.
What role do you see DJ Ware having on this team?
I think that's to be defined. The reason we brought him here, the role we think he can do, first and foremost, I think he can be a third down back. He's done that in this league effectively. So that would be that would be nice to start there. And then carrying the football, we'll have to see. You know, again, as I've said all along, there's only so many touches, and those touches are earned. And although he doesn't have those here, he has them in this league. So I think we just got to see how he fits in this environment.
Is it realistic to think you could have four running backs up on game day?
As long as they play on special teams, yes. Yeah. Or at least some of them do. Right. You know, that would be the rub. If they didn't, you can't afford to do that.
Have you decided on a punt returner?
Yes.
Want to tell us?
No.
Have you told Carl Nix about that?
More?
You
know.
Have I what?
You got to tell Carl Nix he's in the mix for that job coming up.
Oh, that was Donald Penn.
Oh, that was Donald Penn.
Yeah. Penn caught it.
What's going on at right guard, Greg? Are you any closer to deciding?
Yeah, we got a couple guys. You know, Larson's working there. We got a couple other things going. I'd rather wait until later in the week. Let's see how it ends up. I'll let you know, though.
Coach, do you look at a team like Carolina, and they have more than one talented running back, and do you kind of look at them as, I don't know, getting an idea of how you might use your personnel?
No, they do have talented running backs, you're right, but I kind of have my own ideas how to do that. So I don't, you know, I know they've been effective with it, but we've done that over the years, too. So I think I'm more concerned about their running back stopping them than using it as a kind of a template.
Think Mason Foster's going to be ready to go on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I fully expect him ready to go. Thank you, guys.